There's one more point which we should discuss on the parasha. The thing we see is that God tells Moshe, I'm going to destroy it. What does Moshe do? Moshe starts praying, starts pleading. And we have to learn from this. God saying, I'm going to destroy them, is a much more serious decree than anything Barak could sign in his life. God said it, I'm doing it. And Moshe still saw a point in arguing, or pleading, or begging, or praying. And the same thing with Avraham Avinu. When we see that danger is at our doorstep, that's an indication we have to act, we have to pray. Like Yaakov Avinu prepared himself when Esav was coming. If there's an Iranian threat, then the fact that we know about it is an indication that we have to pray. It's a threat. Nothing happened yet. Everything could still happen. Well, if we want the right thing to happen, then we have to pray. That's what we learn from our parasha. It's one of the points we learn.
Pray but also fight.
Yeah, I said both. Yaakov prepared for war, but he also prepared with praying. If I'm not going to be the one to fight, to fly the fighter jet, well, you know what? In order for that fighter jet to succeed, believe me, we need a lot of siyata dishmaya. We need to pray. We have to learn from our parsha, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Avraham Avinu, from all the great leaders of the Jewish people, that we must pray. And let no one think that his prayers are minuscule. We are taught that during the generation of Yiftah, during the generation of Gidon, the Jewish people were persecuted by the Midianites. And they were being destroyed by the Midianites. And Gidon was not a learned fellow. But Gidon formulated a new prayer, and he stood before God and said, last night we learned about Pesach. It was the morning after Pesach. He said, last night my father told me about the miracle of Pesach, and I heard about how sinful our forefathers were. Well, if they had any merits left, then redeem us in their merits. And if they had no merits left, then we're no worse than them. So redeem us like you redeemed them. And God said, you have a point. Your prayer is going to change everything. You go, you're going to save the Jewish people. And you read the rest of the story in Shoftim. Gidon saved the Jewish people. He repelled the Midianite invasion. And the whole Jewish people were saved by Gidon. And our sages say it was his one prayer that he formulated. And he was no rabbi. He wasn't a learned person. You see, his father taught him the night before about Pesach. So every one of us has the capacity to turn the tide. Who's the one that's going to do it? We don't know. And the rule is we try again. Boaz spent over a decade praying for the famine to end in the story of Ruth. And after a decade, at some point, the famine ended because of his prayer. So what do you think? He only started praying after 10 years? No, I'm sure he was praying all 10 years. At some point, his prayer was accepted. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed over 400 prayers to enter the land of Israel. Over 500 prayers, right? The Gematria of Etchanan. And he knew that if he wasn't answered with prayer one, then two is already more powerful than one. And 500 is more powerful than 499. And we each have a job to do. Laila Tov.
Rabbi.